is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady, never unforgettable, baby. Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Urban Screen Speaks, and we actually, you can find me on foresightsoflife.com. You can also find me on foresightsoflife.com YouTube channel. We have, once again, me and the Queen.
Hello, y'all.
We're about to give you guys part two, right?
Right.
Talk about she's reading the Queen's letter, ready and tired. Well, no, tired and ready to leave, part two.
Correct.
Let's see where this goes. What'd she say?
We gave
her some homework about two nights ago, but let's talk about it.
All right. She said, "Hey, y'all, thank you so much for the funny and informative response to answer your follow-up questions. Number one, we have not sought counseling, but I have sought personal counseling. Number two, my partner is 26. Number three, we did not have a formal ceremony, only a joint prayer between the two of us. This took place here in the U.S. I did request a ceremony, but he denied wanting that. Number four, I was raised strictly Christian Baptist. Mm. Changed to Rasta at 18 with my partner, currently exploring, how you say it, charismatic spirituality.
Well, you could just say Kemet, because it's pretty much the same, but go ahead.
Number five, my partner's from Kingston, Jamaica, and practices loose Rastafari with his family, who is also loose Rastafari, no guidelines beyond anti-gay. He and I began taking Rasta more serious and started a practice together after our decision to be spiritually married. Number six, I was able to talk to my partner about our issues. And he shared that he was stressed after the death of my father, as it put extra pressure on him to be the man for his and my family. Mm. He heard many of my issues with insecurities in previous arguments and understands that I was deeply hurt by the events of the last 2 years. We have agreed to continue working it out together.
Yes.
Because of our many years invested in young age kids. I did give him an ultimatum that I need a timeline in which he plans to make concrete decisions regarding a wedding, a job, and financial independence.
All right, now.
Ultimately, I realized that I grew a lot spiritually over the past 2 years, and I expected the same from my partner. I was plant-based, meditating, looking for land, and very deep into African spirituality. I was on my sacred woman journey, and I wanted him to be on his man heal thyself journey. I'm now in a place of patience and perseverance where I'm willing to wait and pray for my partner as he grieves, makes his transition away from meat eating, and creates a plan for his and our family's financial future. Thank you guys again. Peace and love, Queen.
Man, I wish I didn't take the little clap clap off my little.
You had a clap clap?
Like,
oh, really?
Let me get mine right here.
Sure.
Go ahead and go in. Do you have anything to share on that right there? You know, because I got some, unless you want to unpack this together.
Yeah, let's unpack it together.
We can, because we need to do some check marks here.
Okay.
You know, because I like how she laid it out with number one and number two. So she said her partner is 26. That's good. We can kind of like roll past that, you know.
Okay.
Boom.
So they're two, they're only a year apart.
From a year apart, the same age, you know what I'm saying? Anybody in the same decade as you, you good. Okay.
Right.
I'm saying, it said right here, and you're welcome for we reading that. I'm glad you did
thank
that.
Thank you for responding so quickly.
Quickly. That like means you're listening.
Yeah, she do.
I appreciate
it. Let me hear me get this in because they about to go roll. Yeah,
since you listening, you'll be hearing this tomorrow. I'm talking to you.
That's right, Queen.
Okay, yes. We have not sought counseling, but I have. But I have sought personal counseling. Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, we ain't gonna touch on that right now. But what I would say right here, what about us? Did we ever try counseling together?
We have.
We did, but that was when, though?
Let's see.
We was on the ropes.
Yeah, well, that's when we were like almost separating from ourselves. From
each
other.
Yeah, Didn't I walk out?
Yeah, you left mad.
Man, because that lady was biased.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't remember verbatim what she was saying because it's been so long. But
that's
I remember
I
him walking away.
She might
away.
Not have been biased.
I cried, you guys. Mm. I cried my little eyes out all the way back to work.
Did you give me a ride back?
I walked there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because it was at your job.
Yeah. It was. See? Well, somewhere close by my.
Yeah. Job. It was biased. But yeah, if you're gonna get
biased,
if you're gonna get counseling, make sure that it's at a neutral location, you know, and between both parties, maybe y'all choose. Sometimes men have issues with women, and sometimes men have issues with men. So it depends on who it is. And a lot of times I know men have issues with, I had issues with what type of religion or background, if it was a pastor and what his background was. So I think so I have hang ups. What's that?
Yeah, I think this person was just, you know, someone on your medical.
Yeah, it was on your medical insurance.
Whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, I was on that. I guess I was twisted a little bit in the mind back then. Wasn't she white? Because
yeah,
I was having issues
white.
With that. I mean,
she
if
was
you ain't going,
white.
How you going to counsel an African couple? So I had issues with that. So I was already. I think I was a little bit ahead of you on that conscious.
Most area. Definitely.
So, you know, I was looking at her from a different angle. You was just looking at her. Hey, she helping us. Let's do what we need to do.
I felt like we needed a mediator.
Yeah, we did. You right, and you did good. I appreciate you presenting counseling.
I did that.
Even though it was an epic failure. Okay. Okay. All right. But we did get our separate counseling, didn't we?
We did.
Multiple times. So you on the right track with that. Number three, we did not have a formal ceremony. Now here's the thing I got with this. Okay. You said you didn't have, you know, you just did a spiritual prayer, a prayer between both of you guys, and then it took place in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not gonna, and he denied, you know, having when you requested a ceremony. Mm-hmm. So a ceremony signifies real deal. So whatever he, by him saying no to it, that let me know that he does believe in the ceremony. So that's good. Okay, so you guys did something in short of, and you didn't have no witnesses. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So that worked for him then. So I like how you did. I'm gonna just scratch that out because I like how you came back at the end. I would have said it better when it came to, you did give him an ultimatum because where was that at?
Explain yourself.
Because I would have.
There you go.
Like Maya Angelou said, I used to say this to you all the time. Remember?
I gave him an ultimatum too.
Man, she gave me an ultimatum. I said, are you out your mind? You can't tell me. Now, see.
I don't think I used that word, though.
No, you see, didn't. But it was
harsh. It was harsh.
And it was.
And he took it as, no, you just gave me an ultimatum.
Right. It's how you delivered it. Yes.
I delivered incorrectly.
And I could tell that I had options. and that ain't cool. Don't give me no options. A 1-2 or 3 punch. No. But look, you can give me options. Like Maya Angelou said, Maya Angelou.
Right.
The greatest poet, right?
Right.
She said, you can say anything you want to say to your partner or anyone. It's how you say it. So you might have said it with love and he might have received it like that. I don't know. Because you just said ultimatum here. But make sure you deliver things. And believe it or not, y'all think us kings ain't sensitive. We are.
They're very sensitive, mm-hmm. too. They're just like us. But, you know, I think it's because, you know, we look at the man as a strong exterior. And, you know, they can bounce back. And
I'm not saying they can soft handle it. Sensitive.
No, I'm just saying that.
We have emotions, too.
Manly, exactly. Yeah. We don't think that they have an emotional side, but she did. She did talk about.
I think we don't tear
how he felt
by ourselves, huh?
Yeah.
She did say what she talked about.
Correct.
So yeah, I would say with the formal ceremony and everything, I'm glad that you rolled back to saying, "Hey, look, I need a timeline." That was a very grown of you to do that because you don't want to leave, you know that. And if you did come a little too, you know, harsh or whatever, you don't know. And when in doubt, send a scout, just double back and say to him later on, babe, I wasn't trying to come at you like heavy or crazy or nothing like that and telling you had to do this, I had to do that. Just letting you know that my desire is really to be wedded and be have some a ceremony with me and you. I want some witnesses around. I want people to be part of it and everything because I want you in my life forever.
Right.
And a day.
And I want stability. I want to know that there's no way out.
Okay, I like that. See, look how you lock it. Ain't luck to lock it down. She said, I was raised strictly Christian. And she put that Baptist on there. Are you familiar with that? Did you want to touch on that?
No, I can't. Well, the Baptist part, I really can't because
that was your mama.
That was my mother. Mm. And she was raised for real Baptist. So I honestly was raised a little bit in Baptist and I was too young to really know the principles of the Baptist.
Well, Baptist is just as strict as Pentecostal and Methodist, but they, you know, they give you a little leeway and whatnot. But
I don't know what.
but a woman supposed to know their place in that Baptist. Mm. They ain't playing about it. Y'all should look these different religions up where your parents raised you at so you can have an understanding on why the mothers the way they were and the fathers where they were. So you can have a better understanding and your uncles and aunties.
Right.
But it says right here, you changed to Rasta at the age of 18 with your partner, currently exploring charismatic.
You put an R on it.
I did. I want to say
charismatic.
Yeah, I think it's it. But that, I mean, you might feel this is disrespectful. Kareem on his spiritual journey led right there to that duality of Kemet. So I'm familiar with what you're talking about here, duality. And you're on the right path, I'll say that. Like one of my teachers told me when I was, you don't know who he is. Khalif, he told me, you own the right path. So yes, that's more of a ancestry or back to your original roots and more in line with where you come from, your culture. So a lot of individuals kind of like, and like myself, and I could tell with her, when we go on the journey as spirituality, you start realizing that these different terms, like different religions that have come from United States, is more European based in ground, and they have their roots from either Judaism, or either and roots from Christianity and what's another one? I forgot. It has different Catholic. Three heads
is of it Catholic or something?
Yeah, Catholic, exactly. So it has different roots than that are tied there, and then the rest of them just are fruits that spawned from them. So getting away from the core that allows you, just like he has this Rasta, it allows you to be more in tune with who you are, even though you're kind of distant from it. You're not on the continent, you're not around in the country, around the other ones that can actually teach it with you. You're around Americans and sharing with you. The closer you can get to those that are outside of that are here to share with you, the closer you'll feel connected, just like they feel more connected. So to me, out here is just too many different types of religions. But I like how you actually shown that you and him connected together to do something together. Something about you and him sparked.
You're right.
At the age of 18 and 19.
And that's young.
That's young. That's rare.
Shoot, we got an 18-year-old ourselves.
But it ain't rare. It's rare with brothers and sisters here, to me. I wouldn't even say brothers and sisters. I would say more so, it's rare with citizens here in America. They have a patriarch system, and the patriarch system is the male is on top and the woman's on bottom and the children's underneath, and it's more of a, it's not no,
you're right,
both his and her have a place and role to play. It's more like I'm boss and you already, you know, you're supposed to,
you
be
like
what?
Rule over,
exactly,
over the person.
I rule with an iron fence. My father used to say that in the house. And then what was the other words that they say? You're supposed to be seen, not what?
Heard.
Not heard. Shut your mouth. So you're raising like that, and a lot of people don't know that. So I'm glad that you guys are both on a spiritual journey, because he's not originally from here and he has families that are Rasta, that shows that he has that spiritual ground. Okay, so then the next one says, my partner is from Kingston, Jamaica, practices loose Rastafari with his family. Okay, see, who is also loose Rastafari, no guidelines beyond anti-gay. Okay, he and I began taking Rasta more seriously and started practicing together after the decision to be spiritually married.
So this was after they did their spiritual ceremony.
Exactly. So both of you guys have gotten away. You gotten away from your Christian Baptist, and he's gotten away, not totally, because, you know, and maybe he has, away from his Rasta. That's why I saw that you said right here that you have gotten closer and grew a lot in your spiritual over the past 2 years. So you've been on that, and you even said you want him to get closer.
Right.
Oh, huh?
She did say
so, because this is what you guys' beginning was. She's trying to go back to that beginning. We said we was going to do some things together. You made some promises to me. But I'm glad that you took our
homework assignment.
Most people won't
she
do
did
that.
It.
Yeah, that was fast. I thought it was going to take about, I thought we were going to hear from you at least till maybe a couple weeks from now.
I thought maybe at least a good 3 days, four days, but she was on it.
Man, she was on it. It said right here, I was able to talk to my partner about our issues, and he shared that he was stressed after the death of his father.
No, of my father.
Oh, after the death.
Of my father.
Shared that he was stressed after the death of my father. Oh, wow.
As if
that's right. That's still okay.
Pressure on him to be the man for his and my family.
Now, let me stop
right
there.
That's interesting.
Let me stop right there. That ain't interesting.
Not interesting in a bad way. I'm just saying that.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But maybe I was thinking something different when you said that's interesting. But yeah, we on the same path. Go ahead.
I was just thinking that he automatically put himself in a position of, I'm the man, the next man in line, to take care of these two families.
No.
He's accepting his role, but maybe unsure as to what does that role look like?
She got a good man.
It sounds like she does.
No, for sure. She got a good man. Because look, check this out.
Most men won't do that. Young man.
No, they
He's
won't.
Only 25, 26.
But he ain't from here.
That is true.
And even if he is from here, his core ain't from here.
But he's not what is he? He's not even
Rasta,
a millennium.
From
huh?
Jamaica.
No, I'm talking about his generation too. I'm talking about their generation too.
Your generation on the same generation, but they don't have that same generation in the US.
Yeah. The
values. Different. Values is totally different.
You're right.
And remember when your dad kind of lost his eyesight?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about. How I felt.
Yes, man. You guys. Yes. Now, see, we don't.
That's the comparison I'm trying to show.
What she doesn't say in the previous letter and this letter, how close. Evidently, the families are close.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They're close.
I don't know how close. I don't know if they're just city
but
limits
away.
It's
close enough for him to know. Even if they're not, it's close enough for him to know that she leaned on her father from time to time,
right,
and things that she needed, and now that's gone.
Right.
That man, I don't know what's gonna happen when you actually, your dad just lost his eyesight. He's not gone.
I mean,
what would have happened? Man, that's a.
Well, when you say, let me
you lean on him.
Let me be very clear. He hasn't lost his whole sight.
I know that. I'm just saying, but just that little bit he lost.
But it's something about a girl.
He had surgery on one eye and boom.
But I'm gonna say, but it's that relationship between a woman and a young woman. Okay, and her father.
Yes.
Especially if he was a good father to her and taught and cradled her and loved her and, you know, maybe even as she was growing along, showing her independence and mm-hmm. teaching her and how to choose a good man and so on and so forth. But he was a caretaker to his, he made sure his family was secure.
Yeah, had her back.
Right. So like you were saying about, you know, we live like in a compound setting. Like we mm-hmm. live all together, generation, two generations. So,
and he had surgery on his eyes and one of them didn't come all the way
so
back.
So what did he depend on you for?
Oh my God. Everything to
because,
me.
Because
he said protection, security.
Right.
Make sure you have you take care of her, that have the same protection and whatnot, and financially, do for them and
me, but who else?
His wife.
Right.
Good Lord. And the grandchildren, but definitely his wife and you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's pressure.
So it put pressure.
That's pressure. Right. So mm-hmm. I feel where he's coming from because she see me all the time getting out there grinding.
Right.
You know, even though, you know, because the pandemic hit, we had a great, good, easy ride before this pandemic and recession came in at the same time.
Right.
We were paying our debts off and acquiring things and paying them off on our time. And it was going to be done in another 5 years, as long as everything stayed relatively cool and didn't drop no more than 10, 20%, 25, 30%. But the recession hit, everything kind of dropped like 80%, 90%
right.
of our income and people around the world. So that started happening and we still had our nice things and only half of it paid off. We were like, wait a minute here.
It's getting tough.
Your king, your man had to get out there and grind. And while everybody here is semi-retired, while my queen is helping me and other ones is helping me. But man, everybody else is retired.
It puts a lot of pressure on the man.
Ooh.
So for the queen here that we're talking about, it makes sense why he felt the way that he felt.
Yes. Yes. In this crazy world that we have here that really don't make it easy for a man to provide for his family. I'm gonna just be real. It doesn't. You have to pay for water every single month. That's free. You have to pay for electricity every single month. That's free. You have to pay for a mortgage mm-hmm. on a place,
shelter.
Rent, shelter. Yeah, shelter. That's every other countries. That's free. You build it. That's yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing is shelter. Mm-hmm. And here you is got to pay for it. Yeah. So it's this existing thing of paying for your existence till you die. And even when you retire, you still have to have income coming in for paying mm-hmm. for those things mm-hmm. and also making sure that you cover yourself and the property taxes you pay your high. It don't stop. It just gets a little smaller. You know, about half. It goes about 50% low,
but still,
sometimes 60, but it doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away.
And that right there is pressure basically from somebody. Remember my letters?
Yeah.
Let me share that real quick. Remember how he felt?
Pressure
coming out here,
coming from being an African Nigerian,
coming from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
I'll just say that.
And he was coming in as a, what do you call it? foreign student or something like that. So he came for a different point, a different purpose. But it was a lot of pressure for him
because he's not used to paying for existence. It probably took him a while to get to understand how you got to pay for everything, even though it's a nice place to be.
Right.
Okay. Now, so I appreciate that. I'm going to just say I'm glad you recognize that. I'm glad you asked him that. I'm glad that you were bold enough and you knew that was your best friend. You can come up and roll.
One of the things, just to be on the light side, did she ever replace the Xbox?
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't respond to that, man. Shoot, man.
I was just sitting there thinking about it. I was like, I wonder if she replaced the Xbox. You don't have to answer, Queen. It was just on the lighter side of things, but I was just wondering.
I'm pretty sure. Look, he got games and everything in the profile. I'm pretty sure he figured out a way to go back and get that Xbox.
Okay.
Or either air dried it, and like my son, they put it in the refrigerator or the freezer. Try that bad boy out. Turn it back on. It's good.
Okay.
I bet she right back said, it's fine. It didn't fry it.
Okay.
Unless it was on while he was playing.
Right.
Okay. I was able to talk to my partner. She already put that out there. So we actually put that. I'm glad you did that. I really appreciate you doing that and whatnot. So, you know, and it said right here, he had many of issues and insecurities in previous arguments. And I understand that I was deeply hurt by the events in the past 2 years. Yeah. So he was dealing with that.
I like the fact that they communicated. That assignment you gave shared a lot of light. Even though we're only getting a glimpse of what happened, you can tell they both talked about where they stood and why it felt the way they felt. I tell you, what did we say about marriage? It's not for the weak.
It ain't.
You can't be weak.
Oh my God.
You got to stand strong even when it hurts and it's hard to get through it. But even though they don't have a license, but they did it spiritually for themselves, it's still, you can't be weak in any relationship. You got to stand strong and you got to get through the hard times. And I think they're going to make it.
They're going to make it. See, and I want to give you some advice too, because in closing and whatnot, because you have came a long way and you guys are put together for a reason. And if you guys are committed to do this, I respect those individuals that don't want to do it. This is not what they want to do. They don't want to get involved in no marriage. Okay, you know, be happy. Mm-hmm. Do you and whatnot. So it's not for everybody. But those that really choose a partner and feel that that's their soulmate, their partner, their bestie, their love.
That's right.
You got to constantly fight
for
each other. And that was something that we talked about the other day. Remember when we talked about, the way I saw it on the TikTok, I don't want to play it for you because I told you that this is where a lot of individuals failed at. Most people don't put themselves in the other person's shoes.
Yes, perception versus perspective.
Perspective,
yeah.
That's the thing. Most people do not put themselves in other people's shoes in arguments. And that's where we failed, me and my queen. Because I was thinking about me, she was thinking about her and how I felt, and she felt how she felt. And a lot of people make mistakes right there. And I have to always talk myself off the ledge when we have our moments. Mm-hmm. And it makes her look kind of bad sometimes. She's like, dang, what is he doing? But now I done told her my secret many times. She I think she grasped it and whatnot. But yes, that putting yourself in not just other friends and family and loved ones and moms and fathers and those that are around still here that we can deal with, and cousins and uncles. I'm talking about your spouse. Mm-hmm. That's first, and your children. When they come to you with a major issue or something, imagine yourself in their shoes. Take yourself out of your head and your issue and your situation and think about them. Say, if I was them, I've been around them for a long time.
Right.
This is how they most likely thinking.
And even when you don't know how they're thinking, the mistake we make is not asking.
And when you ask them and another mistake.
They're not believing them.
Exactly. When they tell you, you don't even believe them.
No, that's not right. That's not how you feel. That's not what you meant. But you're right.
Stop playing chess with your partner. No, be naked. Well, that might be my line. Be naked with your partner. Don't stop playing chess. Everybody else out in that world, you got to do that with. And actually,
but in your home, that's the place that you should feel more protected than anything.
That's sacred.
That's true.
You're right. Just like you was on your sacred journey.
Yes.
Yeah, bring your journey home. And it's there. Your spirituality is there with you and him. When you hold each other,
that's right.
Heartbeat and heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Man, this is beautiful right there. Love heart beating in heart because God is what?
Love.
And love is God. Thank you, Queen. You have yourself a good one.
Appreciate you.
Take care. Peace.